الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Beloved viewers of Madani channel, let's all make good intentions. As it has been narrated in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's all make good intentions. Because without a good intention, a good action is not rewarded. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, it has been narrated in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if that person who sends durood or recites durood 3 times in the day or 3 times in the evening with love and affection, his sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we're going to discuss dua. What is dua? Allahu Akbar. A word of 3 small letters that make up a word and a subject that is large and breathtaking. Dua. This word could be translated to mean supplication or invocation. Although either of these words adequately defines dua. In Islamic terminology, dua is the act of supplication. It is calling out to Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is a conversation with Allah Azza wa Jal, our Creator. Our Lord Azza wa Jal, the all-knowing, the all-powerful. In fact, the word is derived from the Arabic root meaning to call out or to summon. Dua is uplifting. Beloved viewers of my channel, dua is uplifting, is empowering. Dua is liberating and transforming. And it is one of the most powerful and effective acts of worship a human being can engage in. Dua has been called the weapon of a believer. In one narration, it is reported that dua is the weapon of a believer. It affirms a person's belief in one Allah Azza wa Jal, and it shuns all forms of idolatry or polytheism. Dua is essentially submission to Allah Azza wa Jal and a manifestation of a person's need for Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. The Prophet of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal becomes nearest to his Lord Azza wa Jal. He becomes nearest to his Lord Azza wa Jal when he is in prostration. So, increase supplication in prostration. Further, in another narration, it is reported that the supplication of every one of you will be granted if he does not get impatient and say, I supplicated my Lord, but my prayer has not been granted. If we do not become impatient, at this point, in understanding exactly what dua is, it will be easy for someone from a non-Islamic background, at this point, he would understand or she would understand that dua is prayer. It should not be confused with what Muslims call prayer. For someone who has a non-Islamic background, you would assume that when we speak of dua, we're speaking of prayer. But here we should understand, or we should not confuse dua and what Muslims actually call as prayer. Because for someone from a non-Islamic background, he would assume that dua is prayer. But for what Muslims call prayer, it's totally different. Prayer in Arabic is called salah. Is one of the pillars of Islam. Salah is one of the pillars of Islam, which is prayer. And in performing the 5-time daily prayers, a Muslim actually engages in a basic form of dua, asking Allah Azza wa Jal to grant them heaven through their action, grant them goodness through their action. Throughout the prayer, one also supplicates to Allah Azza wa Jalla directly. So when one is engaged in prayer, when one is performing salah, it is done with physical movement. Though the du'as that are mentioned or du'as that are read in salah itself, whereby one communicates directly with Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we should understand the differences between dua and salah. Prayer and supplication. Prayer and supplication. For Muslims, prayer is a set of ritual. For a Muslim, prayer is a set of ritual movements and words performed at fixed times. Is performed at 6 times. 5 times per day. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says in the Quran, verily, the prayer is enjoined on the believers at fixed hours. Muslims pray in the early morning before sunrise. They pray in the early morning before sunrise. In the middle of the day, in the afternoon, and after sunset, and at night. These are the 5-time daily prayers. Now here we're talking of salah. To differentiate or to have a clear understanding between salah and dua. Whereby the word in English which is used prayer, we should understand their differences. That is why in the beginning, I tried explaining that dua, for dua we can use supplication or invocation. supplication is more of far better use. So for someone who is not from an Islamic background, would think that when you speak of dua, we speak of prayer. Because there are similarities. There are similarities in those of a non-Islamic faith. That when we speak of prayer, or when we speak of dua, dua, it has some similarities with their prayer. Now, according with Islam, these two, they differ. Dua and prayer. Because when we speak of prayer, in Islam, we speak of salah. So there's a difference between these two. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, verily, the prayer is enjoined on the believers at fixed hours. Whereby the Muslims, they pray in the morning, which is Salat al-Fajr. Then from there, after midday, which is Salat al-Dhuhr. And in the afternoon, which is Salat al-Asr. And after sunset, which is Salat al-Maghrib. And the one that is performed at night, which is Salat al-Asha. These ones are prescribed at their specific time. Prayer is an act of worship in which a Muslim reaffirms his belief in one Allah Azza wa Jal and demonstrates his gratefulness. It is a direct connection between Allah Azza wa Jal and the believer, and it is an obligation. This prayer is an obligation. Whereby dua, on the other hand, is a Muslim's way of feeling that connection to Allah Azza wa Jal at any time, in any place. Muslims call on Allah Azza wa Jalla frequently. We call on Allah Azza wa Jalla frequently throughout the day and the night. We make dua throughout the day in the actions that we do. For an instance, when one drinks water, before drinking water, he makes the dua. Before eating food, before consuming the food, he makes the dua. After eating the food, he makes the dua. Before visiting or before going to relieve oneself from nature, he makes a dua. Before he sleeps, he makes a dua. When he gets up in the morning, he makes a dua. So this is dua, the difference between these two, which is supplication and prayer. So for a Muslim, when we talk of prayer, we speak of salah. When we speak of dua, we speak of supplication. We speak of one expressing his feeling in the core of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Like we have said, Muslims call on Allah Azza wa Jalla frequently throughout the day and the night. They raise their hands in supplication and ask for Allah Azza wa Jalla's help. They ask for Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy. And they ask for Allah Azza wa Jalla's forgiveness. Dua incorporates praises, thanksgiving, hope, and calling on Allah Azza wa Jalla to assist the one in need and grant his or her request. When we make dua, we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla. That is dua. That which we ask of. Whether it is in our heart, we plea in the core of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is dua. Dua can be made for oneself. It's something that can be made for oneself. Dua is something that can be made for someone else. Dua is something that can be made for relatives, for brothers, for sisters. Dua can be made for everyone. For the believers, for the whole entire ummah. And even for the whole of humanity. Subhanallah. When making the dua, it is acceptable to ask for good in this worldly life and in the hereafter. When we plea, when we pour our heart out, you know that moment whereby from within, you, for an instance, you're going through some difficulties, or you're going through some problems, or something good has happened, or you have had good news, or you have passed your matric, or you have passed in university, or whatever good news one has heard, that expression that one expresses to Allah Azza wa Jalla, to be grateful, that shukr, when you make that shukr, when you make those words that you say from within, with no action, but are words that are said, when you're going through problems, when you ask for Allah Azza wa Jalla, when you say in your heart that you want the problems to go away, those words that one says at that time, when you ask at that time, you are actually making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So we understand the differences between dua, supplication, and prayer. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, when making the dua, let's not hold back. When we make dua, we should not hold back. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has encouraged the believers to make dua. He has encouraged the believers to make dua. He said, the dua of a Muslim for his brother in his absence, the dua of a Muslim in his absence is readily accepted, and an angel is appointed to his side whenever he makes a beneficial dua for his brother. Whenever a Muslim makes a beneficial dua for his fellow Muslim brother, the appointed angel says, Ameen, to that dua. And it further says, and may you also be blessed with the same. Subhanallah. May you also be blessed with the same. So this encourages us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to make dua. This narration, it tells us, like we said previously, dua is something that you can make for everyone. You can make for yourself individually. You can make for people that are not with you. You can make dua for everyone, for the whole humanity, for the whole entire ummah. Dua you can make for. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says beautifully that when one makes a dua for someone who's not there, if you make dua for your Muslim brother who is not there, the angel that is appointed, it says Ameen to that dua. Subhanallah. It says Ameen to the dua. And furthermore, that angel says, may you also be blessed with the same that you've asked for your brother. Subhanallah. There are many benefits to make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. There are many benefits to make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal frequently and with full submission, feeling the closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal that comes with sincere dua. That comes with sincere dua. It increases faith. Dua, it increases one's iman. It increases one's faith. It gives hope. When one makes dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, it gives hope. And it relieves. And it moves distress. And it saves the supplicant from distress. Throughout the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal encourages the believer to call on him. In so many places in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal encourages the believers to call upon him, to make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla. He asks us to lay out our dreams, to lay out our hopes, our fears, to lay out everything in the court before Allah Azza wa Jalla, and to be sure that He, Allah Azza wa Jalla, hears every word. When one makes dua, we must have this firm intention that whatever dua we are making, Allah Azza wa Jalla can hear. Whatever we are saying, whatever we plea for, Allah Azza wa Jalla can hear. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, "You alone do we worship, and you alone do we ask for help." Like we say, salah, which is different to dua. For those that perform their 5-time daily salah, they make this supplication all the time. You alone do we worship, and you alone do we ask for help. In another verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and your Lord Azza wa Jalla says, call on me. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, call on me. I will answer your prayer. Those who are too arrogant to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, they will find themselves in hell, in humiliation. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us. Because my beloved viewers of Madani Channel, no one of us want to find himself in hellfire. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us. In another verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O my servant, who have transgressed against their souls, despair not of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For Allah Azza wa Jalla forgives all sin. Allahu Akbar. So whoever has disgraced in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, whoever has done a mistake, whoever has done wrong, must not lose hope. Like we have mentioned, that dua, it gives hope. So we must not lose hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Through dua, whatever wrong we have done, we can plead in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We use dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla to attain His forgiveness. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us full understanding and the ability to make dua. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, from this, we try and understand that dua, what we mean by dua, the differences between a supplication, a dua, and salah. And the good of it, what dua does, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called dua the essence of worship. He called dua the essence of worship. Subhanallah. Also suggested that the believers be humble yet firm when making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When we make dua, when we call upon Allah Azza wa Jalla in our hour of need, at that time when we are really in need, when we call upon Allah Azza wa Jalla, or express our gratefulness, or for any other reason, including simply to feel the comfort of being close to Allah Azza wa Jalla, we must remember to examine our sincerity and to check our intention. For an instance, when one is in danger and suddenly he sees that his life is in danger, what he does, he calls out, "Oh Allah, help me. Oh Allah, save me from this trouble. Oh Allah, save me from this tribulation." That is dua. When we express ourselves when we have good news, when we express ourselves, when something good happens, when we show gratitude in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we must always, always check our sincerity, our intention. Because when we make that dua, what intentions are we making? When we call upon Allah Azza wa Jal, what intentions are we making to call upon Allah Azza wa Jal? We must do this for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to attain the nearness of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we call in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we must always have that firm belief that Allah Azza wa Jal can hear. When we make dua, sincerity, dua must be addressed to Allah Azza wa Jal, who has no partner. He alone, when a person makes dua, Allah Azza wa Jal may give him what he asked for, or he may divert a harm that is greater than the thing he's asking for. So when we make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, when we plea, when we supplicate, when we ask, this is a connection between one and Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept all our du'as, and may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us a full understanding of what du'a is, and what du'a can do for us, and what is the power of du'a. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
دعاء the essence of ibadah. دعاء the essence of ibadah. دعاء the essence of ibadah. The essence of